Lucky, a very modern primary care centre that was opened back in 1998. And that, at that time, was a very an exceptional building, and it catered for all of the demand that was present at that time for the GP. And also the HSE provided other services, such as chiropody, dentistry, all of that. Matters have evolved, as you alluded to there, and we're now in a situation where the GP practice there, led by Dr. Alan Loftus and Dr. Aoife Benton, is full to capacity. They're no longer able, based on what they have, their capacity-wise, to take any more patients on. I invited Minister Carol McNeill to Drumshambo to visit the GP centre, to visit the two doctors I've mentioned, to see and to explore ways and means of how we could adjust matters, or at least expand the options there, to allow a situation where we could see the practice take on more patients.
Now, what would some of the options be? Would it be maybe moving some of the services from there to an alternative location?
Yeah, well, that came up as probably the conclusion. The options on extending the building there are quite limited. The site there is limited in size. Car parking is an issue. So if we feel that, you know, unfortunately, we'd have to look at a new greenfield site to provide a bigger primary care centre, and that would take an exceptional length of time. So the option, as you mentioned, is the one that we're looking at presently. We had a very good constructive engagement from HSE officials who accompanied the minister there, and Drumshambo is about to set upon setting tenders for the new exchange building in the centre of Drumshambo, and that would provide, we feel, opportunities for perhaps the HSE to look at options to set some of the auxiliary and extended services there might be able to move from the present primary care centre to that building. So that's an option that we're going to explore over the next number of months. That in turn then would alleviate further space for Drs. Loftus and Benton to extend the GP care service alongside the district nurse and the locum nurse that are there, so that we would then have a situation where we could expand GP services and extend the option for more patients to be taken on board there. So we have a bit of road to go, but we feel, based on the HSE reaction and that of the doctors, that this is something that we're going to explore, and hopefully will provide an opportunity then to extend the GP service at Drumshambo. And I'm delighted that the Minister intervened on the day. She was very supportive of that idea. Government is all about town rejuvenation, and that if the Department of Health and the HSE are part of that and are a partner in that, I think it would add to an all-government approach to seeing some life put back into the new town centre exchange project.